Ken Murray.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California. It's Wednesday and the doctor is in. In this case, it's Dr. David Schillen. He is an orthopedic sports medicine specialist. Good morning, Dr. Schillen.
Good morning.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Seattle, and then my family moved down to Southern California, and then they moved back up to Seattle. And after that, I went off to college at Brigham Young University.
Why did you want to be a doctor, or did you?
Oh, I always wanted to be a doctor, and as a matter of fact, ever since high school, I always knew I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Really?
I always thought of medicine as taking care of hurt people as opposed to taking care of sick people. So,
did you get hurt a lot in high school?
I did, actually. I had lots of orthopedic surgeons take care of me when I was young.
And what sport did you attribute all this to?
Well, football wasn't good, but outside activities weren't so good either. Motocross riding and things along those lines.
Now what kind of an ad? What kind of an advertisement is that? Klutz wants to be doctor. And you went to BYU. Where did you go to medical school?
I went to medical school in George Washington University out in Washington, D.C.
And from there, internship?
Yes. When I went to medical school, I was sponsored by the military, so they paid for that. So when I graduated from medical school, I went to the University of Washington up in Seattle where I did my internship, and then I spent 2 years as a flight surgeon at the United States Air Force Academy. After that, I went to the University of Texas, where I completed my residency in orthopedic surgery. And then after that, I was an orthopedic surgeon with the Air Force for a couple years. I was based out of New Mexico. I had an enjoyable time. I actually went to Iraq, spent 5 months there, and believe it or not, I really do think it was a really fun experience. And then after that, I finished up with the military and then did a sports medicine fellowship at the Lake Tahoe Orthopedic Institute.
So what was your total military commitment for the United States government paying for your education?
My total commitment was 4 years on active duty, and then they have the right to recall for 4 years also if there's a national emergency.
You didn't get recalled?
Well, I didn't get recalled. My time in the reserves, as it were, was spent during my residency when I was at the University of Texas. So okay. I didn't get recalled up during that time.
So you've been all over the United States taking training.
I have.
And so can you talk in the dialect of whatever region you're practicing?
I try to avoid the political part that I learned in Washington, D.C. Yeah,
so how do you say knee in Farsi? My knee hurts. you were in Iraq when?
I was in Iraq from late 2003 through early 2004. That was the time frame when Saddam Hussein was captured.
And did you treat both civilians and military?
Yes, I treated more Iraqis than I did U.S. troops. The way the military works is that if somebody is hurt while we're participating in the fighting, then we will take care of anybody that's hurt. And so the vast majority of Iraqis that I took care of were actually insurgents, people trying to set off bombs, people who attacked and then got shot. Unfortunately, we didn't get to take care of, a lot of the bomb activities. The civilians usually went to civilian hospitals.